Africa is often seen as a place of political and economic strife, but there are many sides to life on the continent. A documentary called Africa, Open for Business, screened in the city of Cannes, France, during that city's festival week. The Cannes Film Festival is famous for showcasing big-budget movie premieres and independent breakout features, but Africa, Open for Business profiles 10 different companies, all striving to make Africa an economic standout.
It was the first time that anybody had ever marketed children's clothes like that. Not a clip out of a foreign magazine, but actually using Nigerian children. The response, people actually wanting the made in Nigeria garments. It's like, where's the label? I want the label outside. I want everybody to know I'm wearing Rough and Tumble. And I couldn't believe it.
Carol Pino is the writer, director, and producer of Africa Open for Business, and a contributor to CNN. She's covered Africa for over 10 years. When I spoke with her from the shores of the Mediterranean, Pino was still shocked her documentary was screened in front of the international audiences.
That's why I'm so amazed to be here, because it really isn't about documentaries, particularly serious documentaries like this. Perhaps Michael Moore gets in, but not many people that do a film like mine.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us about your documentary. You're profiling all of these African businessmen and women. How did you get this idea?
What I really wanted to do was show a different Africa, and business is the route to showing that. We are taught in America, I think, from the time that we are young, that Africa receives and we give. When a child doesn't finish their plate of food, there's starving children in Ethiopia, you better finish your food. We're constantly taught that Africa is a victim. And I wanted to show a strong Africa. I wanted to show the Africa that I knew was there but never got a chance to report on, because no one really asks for those kinds of reports. I wanted to show the Africa that has high-rises and stock markets and cell phones and internet cafes, and really an Africa that is not that different from America in certain places.
Tell me about one person that you profiled that you really thought was extraordinary.
One that was really extraordinary was the man that started the cell phone company in Congo, Adieu Conte. Now, Congo was in full-scale war when he started this. People think that you have to have good governance. What I really wanted to show was, yes, good governance makes it easy, but even in the worst of situations, there is a human drive to build a better future for your children. And that's exactly what Aliou did. He came into Congo. As the rebels were coming into the airport of Kinshasa, he had his manager design a cell tower. The locals got together and collected scrap metal, soldered it all together, and he built a tower. And then the locals were so invested in the tower, they protected that tower from both the rebels and government soldiers. And that tower still stands today.
You have a lot of incredible stories. You talk about the Rwandan fiber optics industry. Are foreign investors interested in these kind of companies?
Africa offers the highest return on direct investment in the world. There is nowhere that you can get as much money back from your investment as in Africa. And yet, at the same time, Africa attracts the least amount of foreign direct investment. So you have to ask why. And a lot of people say that's because of the risk factor. And what I think is that it's not the risk factor. We're not even there to discussing the risk factor. Right now, when you mention investment in Africa, the door is just shut. People just don't see Africa as a place to do business. I think that as we can start getting some of these images out there, you know, an Africa that is not just refugee camps and animal parks, but an Africa that's a lot more complex, as it really is on the ground, that investors will start seeing Africa in that way.
Final question. How did you gather the funding for your film?
I ended up going to the World Bank and to the vice president then of the Africa region and saying to him, no one is funding this, but we need to get these images out there. And this falls on the World Bank to do. And he agreed. And the unfortunate thing about films like this is that nobody in the media is funding anything like this. If there is any coverage of Africa, it's of the wars and disasters, which is very important to cover. But to exclusively cover that really just feeds into the stereotype that all of Africa is just coast-to-coast war and disaster.
Carol Pino is the writer, director, and producer of Africa Open for Business. She's currently a contributor for CNN. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can see clips from the documentary at our website, npr.org.